Imagine a small town with clusters of houses and shops tucked away among vast, sprawling fields of green. To your right, you see a tall water tower that stands out on the horizon. You look around. Surrounding the town, reaching from ground to sky, are great and wild mountains, their gray peaks hidden behind shifting clouds. Every so often, the tip of a mountain peak will appear as the last wisp of a cloud moves on, only to be covered once again as the next cloud takes its place. It's easy to become entranced by the light as it moves across the face of these green and gray mountains. As you watch, the sunlight hits the foliage just right, and the greens become brighter, almost shiny, with touches of gold. Then, the greens go dark, almost blue, as the shadow of the gray clouds moves across them. Light and dark. Light and dark. You watch this cycle happen over and over, each time slightly different than the last. In the distance, you can just barely make out the faint gray line of a road snaking its way up and down the ridges of the mountain. You follow its twists and turns until you lose sight of its path about halfway up. What's up there, you wonder? Where does that road go? Could it possibly go all the way to the top? There's so much mystery in a path like that, so much to explore. To your left, there's an older woman walking to her truck with a small bag of books. She typifies what you'd expect someone living here would be like. Kind, but strong and capable. She pauses when she sees you standing there, staring off into the distance. "Beautiful, isn't it?" she says. "I bet you're wondering where that road goes." You nod. "If you'd like to see it, I can take you there," she says. You follow her to her pickup truck. She puts the books in the back, and you climb into the passenger seat. The truck is red, with a park ranger insignia on the side and new upholstery on the seats. Its classic look reminds you of a truck you'd seen in a film. It's familiar and safe. She puts the key in the ignition, starts up the engine, and you rumble out onto the road. As you drive, you watch the shops go by through the truck window. There's a small cafe with people sitting at little round tables outside. One of them laughs and then takes a sip out of her coffee cup. Next door is a bookshop. Perhaps this is where the woman got her stack of books. You wonder just how many books are inside that bookshop, stacked heaped in piles, packed neatly into rows on wooden shelves. Hundreds? Thousands? Surely too many to count today. Down the road is a restaurant with a bright red roof. Through the window, you see small tables, each with four chairs. Everyone inside seems to be happy. You see a man eating a bowl of spaghetti. There's a woman sipping an iced tea, and her two children are sharing a sandwich. It looks like a lovely place for a meal. Perhaps you'll come back here later, after your adventure up the mountain.